Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
When you go out to dinner or a big lunch and you say it's a birthday, is there an expectation that there is a dessert coming?
Innovator.
I kind of gave a look like, hey, it's his birthday. And the guy's like, oh, cool.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And then as we come, he goes, you guys want anything else? And I'm like, nope, we're good. And he brings the bill and that's the end of the day. And I just was thinking to myself, that is really weird.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
All right, Tausch, so the Packers are back to work this Sunday. They play the Bears in Chicago, and the Bears struggling at the moment. You know, they're having a lot of issues.
No! The Bears are struggling? I haven't heard anything. What's been going on?
It sounds like their offensive line is so bad, they're considering putting out, like, just colanders with jerseys on them in front of their quarterback. Because
that's not very nice, Eric.
Anyway, the offense is struggling. So on Monday,
nice, Eric.
Their head coach, Matt Eberflus, was on ESPN 1000, our sister station, right down there in Chicago. And he does that every day or every Monday after the game. He was talking to Hood and Cap there, Cap and Hood on their morning show. And David Kaplan got frustrated. Listen to this. This is after Eberflus's, the head coach's, cell phone continued to cut in and out.
We got to pull those experiences.
Coach?
Coach, your cell phone's as bad as the offense right now.
Oh, here we go. So we have that to look forward to.
This was fascinating. We heard that, and Cap show goes, Cap and Hood, they go until 10. We had Cap join us at 11 o'clock to go over it, and if you haven't, I'm not going to self-promote our show. He came on and torched the entire Bears operation, and, I mean, it was really fun from a Packer fan standpoint on what he's talking about with Eberflus. And it made me wonder, and I was just talking to Pancake, what happens, because obviously ESPN 1000, our ESPN Chicago down there, we have the rights to the Chicago Bears. So we do the play, and that's why he is on their show on Mondays. What happens, and I know with all of our Brewers stuff, and you have Matt Arnold on, you have Murph, would you guys ever do something like what Cap did? Let's say the Brewers stink, and they lose 10 out of 11, and things just go off the rails, and Murph's cell phone is... Would there ever be a moment where one of you two would do something similar to what Cap did?
I feel like we've challenged them before.
There's a challenge, but then there's that, right?
That's
pretty rough.
Yeah, that was my point. I don't think from my end, that takes a lot of stones. And, that's one of those things really where I think you almost have to be betting that the coach is going to get fired.
Right.
Because you're going to have this relationship down the road. And by the way, he is going to get fired. The Bears stink, and I don't blame Cap one bit. I just thought it was really interesting to listen to that. And then he even went more all in when he jumped on with us, because you have to have that pulse of the fans. And there is no doubt, you listen to anyone, Waddle and Sylvie, anyone down on ESPN Chicago or in the whole Chicago area, they have completely thrown their hands up like, these guys stink, and you're a voice of the fans. That's where they're at down there.
You know, this is a good realization, though, for Packers fans to appreciate, like, because there are certain teams that are always bad, and that's not just coincidence. The Jets, the Bengals, other than like maybe having one good year, the Bears, like there are certain teams that are not run well.
They're organizationally
broken. It's almost like organizations matter. And having, I said after Caleb Williams got drafted, what's going to be different? The way Green Bay does it, it's obviously evaluating talent and putting good people around them, but the quarterback position, people should learn something from what the Packers have done. And I know it's easy, well, you had a Hall of Fame quarterback, you can let a guy sit. But the way the organization is structured, you're constantly firing guys. And what the Bears, I think the Bears screwed up in a couple of fronts. You bring in a new coach, or you bring in a new quarterback, bring in a new coach with him. So you have a guy that nobody really is all that excited about. And now what's going to happen? Caleb Williams goes through a year. He has an offensive career. He has a system. They're going to bring a whole new operation in and reset that clock again. And then you know what's going to happen in 2 years? The Bears are still going to be here. And then they're going to say, well, are we going to pay Caleb Williams? Or do we have to draft another guy? So it's just a cycle that they have yet to figure out. And that all goes to the organization and how they set it up. So you reap what you sow, and that's what they're reaping? Or is that what they're sowing? I'm not 100%
sure. It's both. That is what they've sown, hence this is what they reap. Can you imagine? They're going to lose their minds if we go down there and beat them again.
With that said, guys, I've heard a lot of talk this week, and the Bears, the one thing I'm always – and I was actually glad that they didn't fire Eberflus, because you get that interim coach bump. I want my teams feeling comfortable and kind of losing attitude. They're going to have that back against the wall mentality, which is always dangerous in sports. So for everybody, for all of us, Packers on a bye, everything else, the Bears stink, which, by the way, I believe you better make sure your antennas are up, because the NFL, we've seen some crazy stuff happen.
7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Yes, the Bears still suck.